Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today is March 8th, and you're listening to the Daily Briefing from Transport Topics. I'm Krystalyn Hamer. Trucking companies are working hard to expand their driver recruitment outreach by bolstering diversity and inclusion initiatives. In a recent Road Signs podcast, Comto's April Rye shared tips on how fleets can use this approach to enhance their earnings. Listen in at ttn.ws/roadsigns135. Now, let's dive into the day's top stories. North American Class 8 truck orders increased year over year for the second month in a row during February, according to ACT Research. Preliminary data showed orders climbed 17.4% to 27,700 units from 23,600 during the same time in 2023, and went up 2.6% from the 27,000 units reported the previous month. ACT senior analyst Kenny Veith said, quote, "Class 8 demand continuing at high levels again this month suggests that U.S. buyers continue as strong market participants." The Federal Maritime Commission has issued a final ruling to simplify international container billing practices in a move hailed by truckers who have been stuck paying ocean carrier detention and demurrage fees until later reimbursement by shippers. The FMC's rule on D&D billing requirements takes effect May 28th, except for two forthcoming amendments, and it contains a key feature. Ocean carriers must submit an invoice for these charges within 30 days instead of the previous 60. Demurrage charges are levied for containers that sit on docks beyond an allocated free time. Detention charges occur after free days lapse when a container is taken off the dock. Rivian Automotive is halting plans to build a multi-billion-dollar factory in Georgia, an abrupt reversal aimed at cutting costs while the company prepares to launch a cheaper electric vehicle. The decision will save the automaker more than $2.25 billion in capital expenditures, the company said in a filing Thursday. Shifting planned production of the forthcoming R2 mode to an existing facility in Illinois will allow Rivian to begin deliveries in the first half of 2026, earlier than expected. The R2 SUV will start at about $45,000. That's about $30,000 less than Rivian's existing SUV. That's it for today. Remember, for all the latest trucking and transportation news, go to the experts at ttnews.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.